You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Break a Bat podcast, where baseball meets Broadway. An attempt to show that my two favorite mediums don't have to live in such separate worlds and maybe even break some stigmas. We're happy to have you with us. Now let's play ball. Hello and welcome to Break a Bat. I'm your host, Al Malafronte, coming at you from my home field, the Broadway Podcast Network Studios. You know, it's funny, as we continue to get ready for a new decade here, from a baseball perspective, it's very easy to think back on some of those round number anniversaries that we have from year to year. The ones that come to mind most for me in 2020 is that it's actually the 20th anniversary of the 2000 Yankees World Championship team, the year they beat the Mets in the Subway Series. First Subway Series of my lifetime, and actually the only one to date for various reasons that we won't get into, but it still rings really special for me. One of those formative years as a baseball fan for me. I was 9 years old at the time. I think back for any kid, who grows up loving the game, one of your first introductions to it comes through baseball cards. And I'll never forget those Fridays when my dad would come home early from work and we'd go out, grab a couple slices of pizza, and then afterward make our way over to mint condition cards and comics. And to this day, few things rival that like level of excitement and anticipation of getting those packs of cards. How many Yankees am I going to get in this pack? How many rookies, all-stars? Jeter's my favorite player. Will he be in there? If not Jeter, how about A-Rod? Maybe I swap this Ripken for Gwynn at school on Monday. Collecting baseball cards is such a pastime for so many fans, and I think it speaks to their passion for the game. And as we know, the Broadway community is very passionate as well. We've said often on the show how similar playing professional baseball and acting on Broadway are, and now the shows and actors and actresses and members of the community are highlighted in the same way as baseball players, appearing on Broadway's very own set of trading cards, the Lights of Broadway show cards. I'm lucky enough to be sitting down with the two masterminds behind it all and two people who have actually been pretty instrumental in the birth of this show. If you'll please turn your attention to home plate just beyond the marquee, now batting, Justin Squiggs Robertson and Dory Berenstein.
Wow. That was so lovely. My gosh.
So think about this. Like, you know, the game's about to start. You know, you guys have to get ready to go up and hit. That's kind of like your walk-up. You know, that's like the walk-up song.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to, you know, highlight what you guys do at Lights of Broadway. It's still a little less conceited than This Is Why I'm Hot, which A-Rod used.
Yeah. I think maybe we'd be like, You've Got to Have Heart or something like that.
Yeah, I think big time.
Yeah. Something like that.
Damn Yankees. Good reference there.
Thank you.
Well done.
You try to count, like, how many Broadway baseball musicals are there? Damn Yankees.
That's the de facto. I mean, both of you are from out west. No local team there. Necessarily.
Right. Well, so. I grew up on the West Coast. I grew up in Oregon. So the closest baseball team to me was the Mariners. So, and I had family in Seattle. So, you know, I got to visit the Kingdome pre-demolition. And then I've seen a couple games since then. But yeah, since I didn't have a horse in the race, I've kind of like picked up the teams wherever I've gone. So, yeah.
I grew up in Los Angeles, but my mom was from Pittsburgh. So we were Pittsburgh Pirate fans and LA Dodgers major fans going to the games all the time. Huh. And collecting cards.
I was going to say, Dory, that it's so funny that you mentioned that. And even for you, Squiggs, so much of what Lights of Broadway is both born out of a passion for baseball cards, like we alluded really? To at the True. Start
Completely.
Of the show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, you joined forces together a few years ago. Why don't you just take me through how this all came about and, you know, the original conception of the idea?
Wow. How do we start? It kind of starts with the Broadway flea market.
Broadway flea market, yes. Absolutely.
Dory's kids visited my booth at the flea market, and I was selling prints of, you know, the stuff that I had drawn for the previous year, and they each picked a print. I wasn't even at the booth at the time that they stopped by, and they picked a print from the season before that they liked, and they bought them to support Broadway Cares. And Dory's husband, Mitchell, saw these prints and was like, "Who did that?" and so he contacted me soon thereafter to do a special commission for Dory's birthday.
Yeah.
and then soon after she received this
amazing
image.
Gift, amazing true to roof gift. It was so great. It was just extraordinary.
Yeah, it was a theater, Dory on stage, and then the audience just packed with a bunch of people she's worked with over the years and stuff. So we called it like Dory's Fan Club, I think is what it was. Yeah, and so then I get a call from Dory, who asked if I would go to lunch with her and we could chat about some ideas. And so she took me to Sardi's and we chatted about stuff.
Well, we had to be surrounded by
Sardi's. It's like caricatures. Yeah. It's like, you know, you've got to go to Sardi's.
Right.
AKA the who's who of who Dory's worked with and who you've illustrated in the past for Broadway.com.
Absolutely. So it was like, you know, they were like, okay, here's the list of the people you want to include. And I'm like, oh, I know these people.
Or well, I always
know
feel
of
like,
these people.
You know, while we were having lunch, we had a lot of company with us.
Yes. They're all surrounding us on the walls.
On the walls.
Yes. And yeah. And literally, I think it was probably the very first idea that we talked about that we each said trading cards.
Well, I think we both said when we were kids and collecting baseball cards and loving baseball, why didn't they have theater cards?
Sure.
Because, you know, you could, for all the kids out there who love theater and are not necessarily in New York or have access to Broadway, you know, it's a incredible way of connecting, just like baseball cards are.
Exactly. You know? They're small, very portable items that represent a lot for you. So you can have something in your hand that's like 2.5 inches by 3.5 inches that's made of cardboard. The image that's on it and the facts that are on the back represent something that means so much to you. So we both collected mm-hmm. baseball cards as kids. And in subsequent years, we had each used trading cards in our own world. You know, the way that I came to illustration doing what I do now is closing night gifts for fellow actors. I'm an actor as well. And when I did a production of Damn Yankees, instead of doing a traditional drawing, I made baseball cards, you know, and drew everyone on their own little card and that sort of thing. And Dory.
Yeah, I had made a film called Gotta Dance.
Yes.
About the first ever senior citizen hip hop dancers for the New Jersey Nets basketball team. And we, as a promo item, we created baseball cards with each of the senior dancers looking fabulous, having their own baseball card, basically. It was just in our personal zeitgeist.
Yeah, it was synergy. It was something that was like in the forefront of our brains at that given time.
Yeah.
And then it took another like year or two before, you know, we came up with the idea of like how to present them and what to do with them and that sort of thing. But by 2015, we were ready to kind of toss them out into the world.
And charity was always a big part. Giving back was a big motivator for both
Absolutely.
Of us and how to do it in a way that celebrated our community. That was a real exciting part
of
it.
Well, and also that we met, you know, indirectly because of Broadway Cares. And that's mm-hmm. always been a very key charity that we've worked with. And so just because we found each other that way, it's like it's been such a joy to be able to give back in that way to Broadway Cares and the many other charities that have come our way along the years.
We love everything about baseball cards, and that inspired us from the beginning, except for the gum.
So yeah, we bring it up because like that was part of our growing up is having the gum. And I don't know if anyone's been to New York, they really should go down to Rivington Street to Economy Candy. And it's this fantastic family-owned candy store. And they have a little like section that is all these retro cards. They're movie cards and they're, you know, garbage pail kids and that sort of thing. But when I first went and visited, they had some Topps baseball cards from 1985. And that's the time that I was originally collecting baseball cards. And there were stacks of these cards. And I was like, I've got to buy some. And so I'm like buying cards. And it was like I was, you know, 13, 12, 13 again. And I'm like looking through and like getting all my favorite players of that time. And there's that stick of gum. And I'm like, this stick of gum is over 30 years old. What does it taste like? And I tried it.
Oh, jeez.
And it like just disintegrated in my mouth. And it was never good to begin with. I don't think anyone ever like bought the cards just because, oh, that amazing piece of gum in there. But it's like 30 years later, it's not better.
We wanted with these cards to bring joy and happiness to the world, not to kill anybody.
Exactly. So we've come up with some other fun things that have like, you know, that kind of are joyful in there, and you don't need edibles of any types.
I was going to say, you're having gum, you know, 30 years old, you might hallucinate a little bit like you would with an edible, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, look, it's Ozzie Smith, the Wizard of Oz.
Now, you've been an established entity on Broadway for a few years now, but when you think back, you know, to designing that initial pack of the, you know, the 2015 edition, how did you go about selecting what you wanted to illustrate, who you wanted to illustrate, and, you know, kind of making, you know, creating a system?
Sure. Well, I mean, the thing is, I think I came up with a list and I bounced off Dory and she says, oh, like, let's shuffle this around. Let's make sure that this person is involved and really kind of where the initial edition was like 75 cards. Mm-hmm. And because we were kind of careening into the Tony Awards season of the 2014-2015 year, the shows that are represented there are the ones that were nominated that particular year in the Tonys. So the plays, the musicals. So that's why those specific plays and musicals are there. But when it came to the people, we just kind of had to resign ourselves to the fact that we're like, we're going to choose some people for this edition. We're hoping that this is going to have a future. This is not a be-all and end-all of everyone who needs to be in this edition. So let's just like throw out a bunch of like people that we think that would be people would like to collect. And so we, you know, started with that list and then.
Yeah. And simultaneously, it was a really interesting process to find our manufacturer and to understand how are we going to do this. And quality was so important because we were, you're talking, this is the most important thing. It's not just a celebration of Broadway. It is a celebration of the genius of Squiggs because his art is so gorgeous and magnificent and captures the essence of the shows and the people in the community. And, you know, it's just, they're so glorious. So
this is why I like to hang out with Dory.
No, but seriously, nice things. that is our starting point. We had to make sure that the quality of these cards was going to be primo. And so it was a lot of testing the waters and see, you know, just to make sure that we were working with somebody who was absolutely the top.
Yeah. And well, and the thing is that we're, you know, baseball cards, there's the huge production. There's so much volume that's created, and that's what makes them, you know, really like so affordable for kids to buy with their, you know, their gum candy, you know, whatever. And ours are geared more towards the collectible people who are collecting things. So we wanted to make sure that they were high quality and that there were possibilities for novelty items, you know, like your lenticulars or your 3D type things and your stickers and your, you know, all kinds of things like that. So we wanted to make sure that there were options for the future of what this could be. And so, yeah, it was, you know, Dory did all that homework. She, you know, there was like piles of samples from various printers around the country. And you'd look at some and you're like, oh, no, that's not right. And then, you know, we found our printer. And
it's also somebody who will work with us because, you know, very important to our cards are there are give back cards. And every edition we have a number of amazing Broadway stars autograph many of the cards and you know, then we have to go through a whole process to get those cards integrated into the packs. And so that all has to happen in a certain way. And we needed to find a collaborator.
Sure. And just someone who can like organize the sorting of the cards to make sure that those are, a lot of the cards go and, you know, are sorted randomly into the packs. So someone who's collecting in Alaska can, you know, might find a Stephanie J. Block, you know, autographed card. these also, of course, raise awareness and hopefully some money for the various charities that are involved. But that's part of the thing, is having the flexibility to make sure that things are sorted well.
Everyone who does an autograph card or give back card for us gets to choose a charity. So since we started, we've given close to $100,000 to charity.
Pretty wild, yeah. And then we're finding ways, you know, now to even further that along. We've noticed, you know, not to sidetrack, but we've noticed that there's been such a response in the secondary market, like your eBay and that sort of thing, people selling things. And one of the biggest frustrations of seeing our cards being sold and other people benefiting from that is the fact that we meant for some of this benefit to go to these charities. And so we're trying some experiments with our own kind of an eBay selling experience. And then also, anytime that one of these charities or one of our Broadway celebrities wants to use one of the cards to auction off to raise money for their charity, we're like so on board with that. And our charities over the years have included, obviously, Broadway Cares and the Actors Fund. Those have been kind of perennials, but also, you know, this we have Covenant House has been
big
repeated
one.
A number of mm-hmm. times. Planned Parenthood, the Trevor Project, Stomp Out Bullying, HelpUsAdopt.org was Sutton Foster's charity of choice. There have been even charities like Telly Leung chose One Nation United or something. It was all the former presidents formed a charity that helped in hurricane relief. And since then, that charity has been dissolved and because they had fulfilled what they had set out to do at the time. So, you know, any time that we get money from those cards, those will go back into kind of the general charity fund and that sort of thing. But we're so open to whatever our partners want to choose and supporting them. So, yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
When these actors and actresses first saw themselves on the cards when you launched, how did they react?
It's funny because Dory obviously has a lot going on. She's very busy, and I'm also rather busy just with what I have going on. So we don't always let them know that it's happening before it's happening, and so often our collectors will present them with their cards, like to sign at stage doors. So sometimes the first time that the people that are on the cards will see the cards is at their stage doors. Thankfully, it's been almost a 100% positive reaction, and so we're grateful. I think people understand that we're just celebrating. You know, we're celebrating what they do, their artistry, and their contribution to the community. So I think people have been responding really well. And of course, you know, we know a lot of these folks, it's always nice to kind of be a partner with them in what they do. So
absolutely, and I think it's exciting for us to see that the cards are just rampant at stage doors now, that's what a lot of people are using to get their autographs, you know, and that's lovely. That's really nice.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, playbills are still incredibly collectible, and people have, you know, collect a lot of those. But, you know, with the card, they are very portable. you know, they're just, you know, there's something you can like put in a small binder and take with you to a stage door and have someone autograph them and that sort of thing. So,
and we have binders.
We do have binders. We have our own official Lights of Broadway binders, yes. But yeah, and you know, I mean, that said, you know, we talk about, you know, Broadway trading cards. There have been versions of trading cards in the past, like Playbill for the longest time would do a card for each show that would be kind of the key art for the show. And so you could collect those if you wanted to. Various shows have done various promotions, like the Newsies. You know, the Newsies had a series of cards. I think Tuck Everlasting did a kind of a mini series of cards, and various, you know, people see the value of that kind of a format to kind of get their message out and to, you know, interact with fans.
Do you have any idea of how many fans are actively seeking the cards now?
Every state in the United States.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and we have not. I mean, just because it is still such a small organization, we have yet to ship internationally. So that's something that's on our list to do in the future. But in the meantime, we have people collecting around the world that just as of now have to use proxies to buy their cards and send them to them. So we are working on that, but it's something that just is one step. That's like, you know, Dory has a room dedicated to these cards, and I know where she's coming from, because the first couple of editions, that was my apartment, so I'd have to walk through the living room past boxes and boxes of cards, you know, and envelopes and, you know, all that stuff, and then the printer would, you know, it's a lot that goes into this. And
It's a
small,
but it's with love, you know, it really is. But I think we have the most amazing community. And, what I think both of us feel so strongly that, you know, because we get a lot of emails and letters from people who talk about how, you know, I'm in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, and I thought I was the only one who loved theater. And through Lights of Broadway, I've made so many friends. And, mm-hmm. you know, they have a whole community and a big active online trading community. And it's just a wonderful thing. We know so many people who found each other by trading.
Yeah. And they'll come to the city and they have a group of friends that are, you know, mm-hmm. can meet up. And, you know, and connection is also just super important with this. We're finding that parents are collecting with their kids because they both have a love of Broadway. We're finding that people that maybe collected baseball cards as kids but never really enjoyed baseball as much as their siblings are finding that they're connecting with people who, you know, who love Broadway. And it's just like they're kind of having a second childhood because they're like collecting things that is, you know, that means something to them. So it's really fun to see how people are connecting in various ways over, you know, these little pieces of paper, you know.
Well, the flea market, every year we put out an APB to our collectors and ask if anybody would like to send us any cards that we could sell for Broadway Cares. And we just get so many contributions from collectors all over the country.
That started by, you know, one collector, Mark Bonanni, here mm-hmm. in New York, who just sent an email who said, I have a bunch of like extra cards that I got. It was just surplus when I was collecting, you know, buying a bunch of cards. Can you use these to benefit Broadway Cares or something? And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'd never even thought about that. But then we sent out a little email saying, hey, you know, just got this donation of this. If anyone else has some cards that they don't, you know, that are just kind of lying around, it might be able to help this charity, you know, send them our way. And that first year it was overwhelming. It was just so special to us. And when now we all have people volunteering to spend time with us, you know, an afternoon, a week before the flea market, and sorting the like piles of cards,
alphabetizing,
exactly.
and putting them by year. I've seen it, yeah,
exactly, and just getting them ready so, like, when they come to the people come to the flea market, they know basically where to look, and you know, it's even hard for us to keep track because there's well over 1,000 cards out there now, you know, various types. So it's like it's kind of trying to keep track of grains of sand sometimes.
One of the real fun things too is there have been seasons where there have been a lot of kids in Broadway shows,
right?
And the the trading that has been going on backstage,
yeah,
is crazy. And you know, we had some, you know, when School of Rock and Finding Neverland and Matilda,
we had a lot of kids on Broadway right when we were launching, which was great. The very first flea market that we presented the cards for sale, it was the 2015 flea market. And it was, I think School of Rock was in rehearsals at the time. They hadn't even opened. But the kids came by and they saw the cards and they freaked out and they started buying, well, their parents started buying cards for them. And they were like, and they were started like yelling at people walking by, have you seen these? Buy some so we can trade. You know, and like Luca Padovan, who's, you know, who's in the show, he's like, I remember him getting, he yelling, I got a Stephen Sondheim, he's the king. You know, and I had to turn around and cry. I thought, this is the most surprising thing. I was like, what is going on here? And that kind of joy kind of propelled
start
of
We had a trading party for all the kids on Broadway who were collectors. And it's exactly
I had to hide behind a table.
It was intense.
Were you getting mobbed?
The first time we put out the first round of packs, I was like, there's a photo of it. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I'm fearing for my life here.
But it's exactly what you said, because you know, you'd hear things like, I'll trade you an Elaine Stritch for a Carrie Butler or
something. Yeah, or like the Gypsy of the Year or the Red Bucket Follies, as it's called now, the backstage, every year that's the event where they do the moment of silence. And it's typically Judith Light who leads the moment of silence, which is the one event per year that they do this in remembrance of people who have passed on from HIV and AIDS. And there was a choir of kids backstage behind the curtain ready to back up the soloist who would sing, I think, I forget what the name of the song, David Friedman's song.
Yeah, beautiful song.
Help is on the way, I think. And so the kids are all back there behind the curtain, and they announced Judith Light will be doing this. And then four of them go, I have her card. I'm like, these kids shouldn't necessarily know who Judith Light is, but they've collected her card now, so they know who she is. So.
And that's nice. You know, and that's why, just like baseball cards, there's so much information on the back, and they're really educational.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we're looking into angles to where, you know, possibly in the future these can be, you know, as like definitely an educational resource for, you know, for kids and schools and that.
But
sort
it's
of thing.
I think we probably have even more adults than kids collecting these cards.
The demographic is pretty wide as far as age mm-hmm. goes. Yeah, we have
which is nice.
You know, people in their 50s and 60s collecting, as well as, you know, the youngest kids out there. So
or a 29-year-old at the Broadway flea market in a Yankee hat, like he's on this year.
who might you be talking about?
It's funny. The card I have in front of me, and you actually kind of alluded to, you know, some special things that you guys do over at Lights of Broadway.
Sure.
And one of those things that you do is the special edition cards and, you know, the signed cards as well. The one I have in front of me pays tribute to something that means a lot to me personally, the Broadway blackout, because night after my birthday, I just so happen to have tickets to see Beetlejuice, and it's one of the four of the 30-plus shows that actually stays, that actually goes on that night.
For those of you who aren't familiar with it, literally Midtown in Manhattan went dark. It was a blackout, I don't know what it was, you know, something with the whole, you know, electrical grid went down. And yeah, so anything on that side of Broadway, only four theaters went on. There are five theaters, but only four of them had shows in it. And so we did this card. It became a funny thing that we thought.
I love it.
That we discussed we're preparing special cards for the Broadway flea market. And and each time we do the Broadway flea market or a Broadway con, we try to create something that's special for that event. And so four or five cards. And so that, you know, this Broadway blackout was an idea that we had. And I was like, okay, this is funny. And so it's pretty much just a black card, you know, with a little texture on it, but then there's four theater logos kind of tucked away to the right.
I loved it so much, I bought the original.
Yes. we try to stay timely, you know, stuff that's going on. You know, it's one of the juggling acts that we have in the cards, that we want to pay tribute to what's happened in the past and what has led us to the point we're at on Broadway right now. But we want to make sure that we're looking at what's now and what's next as well. So sometimes that's a guessing game. Who are the buzzy people that are coming up here? Who are the people who are the innovators who are going to be creating something, you know? And we try to celebrate that and kind of guess what's going to happen in the future, you know.
But also
educated guesses. But
the you know, from for a very long time, we've also celebrated the ensemblists,
right?
You know,
we have a collaboration with the Ensemblist podcast.
The actors that are. In the ensemble that, you know, are need to be celebrated.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to find so many different facets of what makes up this amazing collaborative art form. There are so many moving parts to what this Broadway thing is, what theater is, period. So much to be contributed to. So we try to celebrate as much as we can.
And I think that your style, particularly Squiggs, it's very much of the Al Hirschfeld mode. He's definitely an influence.
I know Al Hirschfeld. You know, he drew for the better part of, you know, 8 decades, when I was first kind of falling in love with musical theater, was the first time. Obviously, I was learning about Al Hirschfeld and his work. And I've been fortunate to do a little work with, or like at least chatting with, David Leopold and the Al Hirschfeld Foundation. And just because, you know, I'm just sitting there and I learn because I love anything about, you know, his work. Obviously it's, one of the great inspirations for what I do, you know, trying to make it my own as much as I can, but definitely, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants. So.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, give me the juicy stuff. Which cards have really set the market ablaze?
Wow. It's hard to say. A lot of times, it's those super super rare ones, like the giving back cards. We typically have our folks sign like 100 of them, or 150 or something like that. So just a small amount. A portion of those go into the pack. Some of them we keep for, you know, various fundraising purposes. But there are those. Every edition, and for at least for the past number of editions, we do what's called sketch cards. And I do like an original pencil doodle. You know, they're, you know, usually pretty scribbly, but they represent something in the theater community. And those are one of a kind. So so those will often be kind of, you know, sought after. So, yeah.
In certain editions, because we've been doing editions for specific shows, and we've done Fun Home and Fiddler and
Dear Evan Hansen. Those three we did just like literally 5 cards that, like, if you buy one pack, you've got them all. And then now, yeah, with the prom, we first started kind of testing, you know, what kind of bells and whistles we could do with these things, and you know, some novelty cards as along with the scene cards and you know, actor cards and director and that sort of thing. But doing many editions, so like 35-ish cards in edition, and so we have the prom that was with the people just went nuts over, which was so much fun.
That was a really successful edition.
People, yeah, and they had a how many different charities were
9 charities
mm-hmm. Like basically the cards that were the giving back cards autographed by cast members that went into the edition, mm-hmm, benefited 9 different charities. And we have another edition coming up here very soon that's all celebrating Moulin Rouge, which is very exciting.
The cards are so gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. But they took a lot of approvals to get through. we were getting approvals from Australia and from Paris.
Oh, so because it was a movie, you had to get various licensing rights and things like that?
Yeah, and we're grateful that, you know, it took a few adjustments and that sort of thing, but, you know, in addition to the people involved with the production here in New York, there were some other people that had a say in it, and we're just happy that that they've liked what we've done. So
yeah, there was another layer of complication because it was based on a film.
Right. And it's also based on a location, you know, the Moulin Rouge in Paris. So, So, just lots of stuff to, you know, you don't think about when you're like, oh, let's just do this. And like, oh, someone needs to like,
there's a lot involved.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want to be, you know, on the team that had to like find all the, you know, line up all the publishers for the music. Cause it's so many amazing songs are in that. And but very, very fun show. And we're looking forward to our edition coming out.
Yeah. And we have some exciting things coming up after that.
Yep. When can people start to look into buying the Moulin Rouge cards?
Well, we're first launching them actually at the theater, so they'll only be available at the theater for just a short time before we release them on our website, which we're at thelightsofbroadway.nyc. Currently, our 2019 edition, which we just launched, is available there now. But then once, you know, and we'll be sure to let everyone know when, you know, Moulin Rouge is available there. We have a newsletter. If you go to thelightsofbroadway.nyc and click on contact, you can sign up for the newsletter just to get all the current news, what's coming up. And, you know, and we try to have games and fun, you know, interactive things happening all the time. So,
and we, you know, with the holidays upon us or even birthdays or whatever, really is such a perfect gift for anyone who loves theater.
Absolutely. We have options for gift wrapping and, you know, personalization and that sort of thing. So,
and you know, part of your gift is going to charity.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so much of what I really love about what you guys do is how, you know, it's the spirit behind it. And it's something so simple that makes people so happy. And I think around the holidays, what a perfect time to be launching the cards.
Oh, sure. No, it worked out really well, the timing of the release of the cards, just because, we're heading into a time where, you know, there's such good nature in the world. And it's time to celebrate what you enjoy. So, yeah.
Now, I usually get a little depressed right after the holidays end, but fortunately, here in the Broadway community, we have a little thing called BroadwayCon, and I understand that you have some stuff in store for that as well, which is running from January 24th through 26th at the Midtown Hilton. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, from the Lights of Broadway standpoint, we always have, you know, something special that we create for BroadwayCon, but also in partnership with Broadway Podcast Network, we have some fun stuff that Dory can dive into.
Well, you know, it's there's a lot to celebrate over the Broadway Podcast Network. Squiggs is well underway in creating very special Broadway Podcast Network cards. So we'll have a whole series of Broadway Podcast Network cards that celebrate each of the podcasts in the Broadway Podcast Network family.
Yeah. So yeah, they're well underway.
Wait a second, Squiggs. I mean, I couldn't make it as a shortstop growing up. Right? You mean to tell me that all of a sudden my likeness is going to be appearing on a Lights of Broadway show?
It's very true. You've already been drawn.
I hope you included a Yankee hat.
Actually, I did. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Squiggs, I am so excited for this. And you know, for those of you, like we said, you know, Lights of Broadway has been at both the Broadway Flea Market and BroadwayCon, you know, raising awareness for good things and launching incredible, incredible lines of cards. So we can't wait for this year's as well, which is going to be awesome. So you mentioned that we could find you online at lightsofbroadwayshowcards.com, and you're on some other social media as well.
We are on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and each of the handles is different. So if you go to thelightsofbroadway.nyc, there's links to all of those. It's funny because like when we first launched the cards, we thought, we'll just test market these and we'll put them in a store on 44th Street Theater Circle, which is a wonderful store for any Broadway memorabilia. But we put a little bowl of, you know, our packs in the store. And this little guy named Ian Armitage and his mom, Lee, stopped by the store and saw them and kind of flipped out. And this is, you know, Ian, who, as many people know, is Young Sheldon on Young Sheldon. And currently, this is before then, this is when he was doing these wonderful Broadway reviews from the point of view.
Ian loves Broadway.
Ian loves Broadway from the point of view of, at the time, 7-year-old.
Yes. <You
know? laughs> And they're just lovely, positive reviews. And so he had a bit of a social media following at that time. And so he and his mom, found these cards and then took a picture of them and started putting them out on social media. And I saw that was happening. I just had to cancel plans one day to create on the fly our social media presence just so we could like retweet and like, you know, just get kind of buzz going and that sort of thing. So thanks to Ian and Lee for giving us a little jump start with some fun stuff.
And we have a couple Ian cards through the years.
We do.
So you can see how, you know,
early on, yeah, there's this great little card of Ian with a playbill and he's missing a tooth and he's blonde, you know, and then we have one that was actually a year ago from this past flea market that was kind of celebrating young Sheldon, because that was when his first season was out. And, you know, at this point then his hair is, you know, brunette and he's, you know, grown up a little bit. So he's been a part of what we do for, you know, since almost the beginning. So we're very grateful to him. And you can find pictures of him just surrounded by cards. Dory went and visited them in LA and took a picture of him just like surrounded by his collection. And
I didn't ask him to do that.
That's just who he is. Like this last flea market, he and Lee showed up and he put out a hat and just started like tap dancing there in Schubert Alley and like people just throwing like dollar bills in his hat for Broadway Cares, you know. You know, and his mom's saying, "You can't keep any of this." He's like, "Oh, it's okay."
No, he was definitely doing it for Broadway.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Nice.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I felt like I was 10 years old again today. Except instead of, you know, the cards and comics collectible shop, which don't really exist anymore, unfortunately, I went to a little bodega and, you know, I bought a pack of Topps baseball cards.
Okay.
All right. So I thought it might be fun. You were both collectors growing up.
Yes.
We could open this pack together and, you know, maybe we could read off what we have in here.
Sure, sure.
Who wants to do the honors?
Squiggs,
you got it?
Sure, sure. And it's so funny. I mean, I do love watching baseball. I'm not the biggest, like, I'm not that knowledgeable of who's playing now, other than, you know, who I'm seeing in front of me at the time.
I'm really good at 1970s baseball.
Mine's mid-80s, so, you know.
The golden
era. If it's George Brett, I'm cool.
I was going to say, I mean, now, so you talk about 70s and 80s. Well, 90s was steroids, and now apparently in the 2000s, we have teams stealing signs on cameras.
Oh, that's right.
So that's, yeah. You guys picked some pretty golden ages. So.
Oh, just the scandals.
Let's see who we got.
Okay. Matt Shoemaker.
Okay. Not bad.
We have... Ichiro?
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
There wow. Nice. Let's put that right up on the top here.
Zach Godley?
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Arizona Diamondbacks.
Paul Blackburn? Chance Cisco.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, this is has some foil on it, some shininess.
Ooh, okay. This might be a special
JD
edition.
Davis.
Oh, okay. Mets star. First year as a Met. Okay. This is a good one. Oh, they have him in his Astros uniform at the time, but this is his rookie card. So cards, Lights
I
of Broadway.
I love rookie cards. Yes.
Oh, do I really want to look at this? Jose Altuve, the main reason our season ended.
Nick Williams, John Gray.
Okay, John Gray, a lot of potential there, power pitcher. Randall Grishuk, he kills the Yankees now with the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to throw that card down.
Is that Ian Kinsler?
That is Ian Kinsler, former All-Star.
Yeah.
All right, let's say this Altuve card, this is a league leader. It looks like he led the league in batting average in 2017. As we know, he beat Aaron Judge out for the MVP with or without the help of cameras. and we have Ichiro here, obviously future Hall of Famer. These are some nice cards here.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'd love the chance for one of you two to win this pack of cards. And okay. I thought that we could, you know, have you two compete for them with the, you know, little baseball Broadway trivia game.
Okay, we'll
I'm
see.
I'm so nervous.
I know, totally. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, so the total of six questions, three each, half baseball, half Broadway. Whoever has the most right at the end wins the pack. And just a note, I have prepared for a tiebreaker if needed.
Okay.
All right, Dora, you've been in the city for a long time now. A certain Yankee legend owned a restaurant right on Central Park South.
Mickey Mantle.
Wow. She didn't even get to finish the question.
Yeah.
Squiggs, here's a little baseball question for you.
All right.
Before A-Rod won the MVP in 2005, who was the last Yankee to win the award exactly 20 years prior and happened to have a mustache? I think you could get this one.
Mattingly?
That is correct.
Whoa, wow. I'm impressed.
Touche.
Pulled well that out done of my tuchus.
That's impressive.
Dory, so the Yankees and Dodgers used to square off quite a bit in the World Series back in the late 70s and early 80s, and I know that you have some LA ties. Who was the first baseman?
Steve Garvey.
That is correct.
Woo!
And Dory goes up 2-1. Let's see if Squeeze can rebuttal. Which of the following Glee cast members has yet to appear on Broadway? Jane Lynch, Heather Morris, Darren Criss, or Melissa Benoist?
What was the second one?
Heather Morris.
Heather Morris.
That is correct.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I would love to see her on
Broadway.
Yeah,
no doubt. No, because I was like, oh, I think I've seen all these people. So, yeah. Yay!
All right, so now you both have two questions. I think we might have to go sudden death.
And sudden death?
Sudden death is like, so whoever gets, you know, so basically, think of it this way. Dory, if you get your question right, Squiggs has to get his right. If you get it wrong, Squiggs has to get his right. And we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
No pressure.
Right. So we have a winner. All of this for Ichiro and Randall okay Grishuk and Jose Altuve. Dory, you know a thing or two about Tony Awards. Which Broadway theater has housed more Tony nominees and winners than any other?
Oh my gosh.
I think I might know this one.
Oh, this is tough.
It is a tough one.
Well, I on the one hand, I think that the problem is that, you know, some of the shows, some of the places I gravitate towards, you know, they have such long running shows that they can't have had many shows in there to win Tonys because the show that won all the Tonys is still there decades and decades
And we
later
don't move shows like we used to. It used to be like a show would open at the theater, then would move to another theater, and then that would, you know, kind of
rotate. Is this Tony wins or Tony nominations?
Tony wins.
Tony wins. Oh, my. So, you know, part of me thinks maybe it's like the oldest theater.
I'll give you this clue. It is an older theater. It used to have a different name. And now the name that it currently is hosts a show that that won a couple of Tonys a few years ago. I might have to put Dory on the clock because Squiggs is just dying to answer this one.
How about the the Barrymore?
Squiggs, here's your chance to take home the prize because is not the correct answer.
No.
Formerly known as the 46th Street Theater, the Richard Rogers.
That is correct. Squiggs wins the game.
I'm so impressed. That's very good because you know what? I was thinking about the Richard Rogers, but then, you know, I'm thinking, okay, Hamilton.
Yeah.
Has been there for quite a while, but there were many years before.
Yeah, and that ties in nicely with our newest edition of Broadway trading cards. We have a sub-series in the 2019 edition called our theater cards that we're doing as a little bit of a partnership with Broadway Up Close walking tours that's based in Times Square, and the Richard Rogers. I just had to do all the research on this.
Yeah.
So the Richard Rogers is one of the cards, but we have 10 cards in the new edition that are currently open Broadway theaters, and then one theater that was unfortunately demolished, and that one was the Hippodrome. that's one of the features of our new edition. So, yeah.
Log onto your computer, go check out the Lights of Broadway show cards, some really great stuff in the works, and it's going to be quite the fun holiday season. You two have anything nice planned, I hope?
Well, we're thinking about doing a little holiday party, you know, like
that's right,
presenting some of our you know, holiday gift ideas and that sort of thing,
and get everyone together and give them a chance to trade.
Yeah. I think so.
We will certainly, you know, keep you all in the loop about everything that Lights of Broadway has going on this holiday season and beyond. I can't even tell you how happy I am that I had the chance to sit down with the two of you today because this was awesome.
This was fun. This was fun.
Appreciate you being good sports, of course, and, you know, enjoy the baseball cards.
Thank you.
Seriously, Squiggs and Dory, thank you so much again for coming on to Break a Bat today.
Thanks for having us.
Really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Awesome. So that'll close out the ball game here on Break a Bat. Some more holiday shows coming up. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Break a Bat.
This is produced by the fine folks at the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit and subscribe at bpn.fm/breakabat. You can find me online at break_a_bat_podcast. And you can also find the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram at Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so great having you here with us today, and we'll see you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.